D. Reuter, research reveals post-World War II Nazi plans for a Fourth Reich. By Robert Krajicek on October 6, 2019. Near and after World War II's conclusion, a plan to preserve components of the Nazi Party, including assets, weapons research, and personnel, for a Fourth Reich was acted upon by top-level German officials, explained Dean Reuter, general counsel, vice president and director of the practice groups of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy. Reuter previewed new research and findings related to Nazi plans for a Fourth Reich revealed in the forthcoming book The Hidden Nazi: The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil, which he co-authored on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Hans Kammler is an important person and figure in history but has been overlooked in history to this point in time, which is remarkable to me, Reuter said. He was by training an architect and an engineer. Born in 1901, grew up during the First World War, suffered through. Became a man, really, as Germany was losing that First World War. Listen. Hans Kammler was an ardent and early Nazi and member of the SS. But his first real work in World War II was as a civil engineer. Just basic projects, but he quickly converted to more evil scenarios. Where he was the architect, really, of the concentration camps, added Reuter. He was the person who expanded the existing concentration camps and began building the new concentration camps, so he made them larger. There his work was designing and installing the gas chambers and ovens that were used to kill millions. Kammler's helped make evil efficient, said Marlowe. That was their goal, concurred Reuter. They mechanized death, essentially, and they made it as efficient as possible. And Hans Kammler, as we show in Hidden Nazi, was terrific at it. That's probably the wrong word. Reuter explained, Hans Kammler designed the standard concentration camp barracks, first of all. We have architectural drawings that bear his signature. He overruled an underling's design for brick barracks in favor of wooden barracks, which were obviously cheaper to make but not as warm. Prisoners suffered through the elements through wooden barracks. We have an architectural drawing where the capacity of the barracks is noted in the margins as 550 people. And it's stricken through, and that would already be crammed full of people. That number is written over with 774. So with the stroke of a pencil, he increases the barracks capacity. And the misery, by 30% for each barracks, noted Reuters. Their goal was to kill as many people as possible as quickly as possible, said Reuter of the Nazis' intent to work their prisoners, who were de facto slave laborers, to death. Their overall goal was to work those people and work them so ruthlessly, so as to grind them to dust, really. Reuter went on, by the end of the war, Hans Kammler was in charge of all Germany's secret weapons, which included nuclear research, shaped charges, lasers, anti-tank guns, but also Germany's famous vengeance weapons, the V-1 and V-2 rockets, and about 100 other lesser-known rockets that people haven't paid attention to. I've never seen anybody in a wartime environment operate a weapon cradle to grave, literally from the drawing board to firing it at the enemy, shared Reuter. That's how pervasive Hans Kammler's power was. Kammler revealed some new findings from his forthcoming book. There was a high-level meeting in 1944 among the highest-level German government officials, army officials, and industrial leaders, Reuter said. At that meeting, everyone was told to offshore all their assets. This is as the war was already known to be lost. Take all your gold, all your technology, everything you have. Preserve it for later, dump it into companies outside Germany. And preserve it for a Fourth Reich, and that was a meeting that happened almost a year before the war ended. Reuter added, we also found what I thought is an astonishing CIA report. 8 years after the war, in 1953, the CIA was terrified of a Fourth Reich in South America. There were enclaves of Germans in South America. Again, this seems like science fiction, but there were thousands of visas issued. And tens of thousands of Germans in South America. This CIA report documents the scientists down in South America, their technology, the weapons experts they had down there. A German Chamber of Commerce, a true German enclave that was funded and populated and ready to rise again, concluded Reuter. It never did. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.